Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Verse 2, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, and all that move on the earth, and all the fish of the sea. They are given to your hand. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as a green herbs. As you can see here now, okay, now we're in chapter 9. Now God said, be fruitful, multiply the earth now. Now everything is for you now. So as you can see here now you're seeing the part of the story where the earth is getting multiplied again. All the birds and the fish and the animals and everything that you see now is on roaming on the earth. And he said, this is, I give this for you to eat too. He's talking about how they can eat and survive and everything. He said, I give you the green herbs and everything that you can eat and survive. So you can see here how God is supplying their needs, their needs for food and everything. But God's also commanding them, be fruitful and multiply now. Make the earth, populate the earth and everything. So now you're going into chapter 9 of Genesis here. And now you're seeing you're seeing him getting off the ark now and everything. Everything's going back to the way it was before the flood, okay? Back in the first part of creation, how everything is going now, okay? So now you're getting back into this. It's after the flood now. God has promised he wouldn't do it again, wouldn't destroy the earth again with water. Now he's telling them, hey, be fruitful and multiply now, and here's all the food that you need, and here's all the animals and everything that roams to and fro on the earth. So that's what we're seeing here in part of this story right here, right now. So let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I preserve this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them, lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you bless us with, God. Thank you for hearing our need, God. Thank you for always being with us, Father God. And I pray whoever's listening, you be with them right now and touch their need for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. And I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord and Merry Christmas. It's almost here. Christmas is almost here. So Merry Christmas, my listeners. Merry Christmas and have a blessed day in the Lord.